What if you were the living embodiment of all pervasive peace? What if all sentient beings all around you increased their vibration towards harmony by merely being in your contact? What if through conscious reasoning, focused will, and intentional living, you reform yourself, thereby becoming a catalyst in sparking transformation in others? I'm Shilpa Lewis, meditation, mindset, and mindfulness coach for midlife mompreneurs, and you are listening to Omnipresent Awareness, the podcast that'll inspire you to use your story to serve humanity in not just healing, but thriving as souls, each fulfilling their highest purpose. Welcome to Omnipresent Awareness with Shilpa. This is your host, Shilpa Lewis, owner and founder of Omni Mindfulness Coaching. Before we get started, if you haven't already booked a free discovery session with me, click on the link in the description. I'm a holistic transformational life coach, specializing in helping midlife mompreneurs bring balance, clarity, and life alignment, both personally and professionally, so that you may live your best life. There is tremendous healing value in simply being able to know someone is holding authentic space for you to listen and be accessible as an accountability partner and mentor. If you feel overwhelmed or if you feel the need for some support navigating life as a mother or as an entrepreneur, I would love to provide you with my coaching. If any anecdotes from the stories of the guests from this episode or any of the podcast episodes resonate with you, or if you find any value at all from the content from these episodes, then consider booking a free discovery call with me. Together, we can manifest my vision to be instrumental in the biggest rise in consciousness and awareness and human transformation. And now, here is today's episode. Welcome to 2022. It's the season of intentional living on the podcast season number 2 of Omnipresent Awareness. This month of January, our lineup of our guests represent the idea of living a life of purpose. You've likely heard this phrase come up in conversations, especially during the beginning of the year. I'm not always a big fan of resolutions. However, what has been working for me is this concept of sankalpa. It's basically the same term as intention, but a little more powerful. It's your agreement with the universe. It's your resolve of what you intend to do. Every morning, set an intention for my day, and I am always aware, or I try to stay aware, of my intention for my life, as well as for that year. This year, my intention is to learn to relax and be more aware of my energy. So on that note, I thought I'd leave you 3 tips for intentional living and share with you my short guided meditation that will allow you to come up with your own, or perhaps you can borrow mine, the Sankalpas for 2022 that I've put together in this guided meditation. So without further ado, let me share 3 tips for intentional living. And this is what I do personally. Number one, set a morning intention. I get a little bit geeky about it and have a little spreadsheet, and sometimes I journal just to commit to those ideas or thoughts into my heart. But yeah, I set my morning intention and it keeps me aware of what I am trying to accomplish in that day. So an example of an intention could be that I would like to have vitality through the day. So I am energetic is a type of term I may put down on paper, I feel vitality. And then through the day, I am then aware, like, well, did I drink my green smoothie? Did I have my warm lemon water in the morning? Or did I go for a walk just to get my body flowing, the movement and motion going? And that just keeps you grounded through the day. The second one is I plan ahead. I set some high-level goals that align with my core values, and that might be at the beginning of the year, and I check in perhaps once a week or during the morning routine when I am setting my intention. And I do tend to write down the key goals that I have set for that day, which sets the tone for that day for me. It also helps having a vision board that maps to various core value areas of your life. For example, health, family, career, finances, or home life. And as I mentioned, this year my key intention for the year, or the phrase or words I use, is I am relaxed and present. The third one is act with awareness. That's my third tip. Developing moment by moment awareness of my breath, my attitude, and even my energy is an ongoing daily challenge. And all of us have our subtle, yet so not so subtle challenges. I think of the word challenge perhaps not even quite appropriate. Maybe use the term opportunity, an opportunity to become a better version of yourself. But any action that you take through the day, perhaps becoming a little more present with your why. Why are you doing that? And are you aware of how present you are? For example, when you are eating food, are you aware of the tastes and aromas? Or when you walk into a room, are you aware of the sights or sounds around you? And perhaps if it resonates with you, you remind yourself that I am grateful. Again, that's the third tip for you as you start your day and your year to live intentionally. Just to recap, set a morning intention, plan ahead, and act with awareness. And now I will share with you my guided meditation. Perhaps have a journal ready, a pillow, comfortable blanket, and allow yourself in the yoga nidra meditation posture, which is laying down, to enjoy the 22 sankalpas, 22 intentions for the year. Namaste. Welcome to this Sankalpa guided meditation. Start by getting yourself prepared for a short yoga nidra practice. To prepare your body, lay down in Shavasana, bringing your body in a comfortable position, perhaps by placing a pillow under your head, and cover yourself with a blanket if you like. With your back to the ground, your legs apart, your arms away from your body, your shoulders away from your ears, bringing your palms of your hands facing upwards. The Sanskrit word for intention is sankalpa, which means resolve. It's almost a vow between you and the universe, supporting your highest truth. A sankalpa can be used during yoga nidra to help you manifest things that you desire. I will now invite you to explore deeper levels of your true intentions, uncovering layers beyond your thinking mind. Try not to think about a sankalpa, but rather arrive at your true heart's intention and desires. A sankalpa is a short statement in the present tense They are statements like, I am whole. I am complete. I accept myself as I am. An intention is about creating a mindset shift based on future actions. So in this guided meditation, you will discover your heart's true desires by connecting to the sankalpa that truly resonates with you from your heart. So relax in your body in Shavasana and taking some deep breaths and adjusting any body parts to be completely comfortable. Allowing yourself to feel supported and to completely sink in. Again, if you need anything under your neck or your knees, go ahead and give yourself that adjustment now so that you are completely comfortable. And as you settle in, notice the stillness as you shift your attention within. And allowing yourself to settle into that stillness, deeply letting go to gravity. Moving your attention from your headspace to your heart. Simply connecting to your heart center. And listening to my voice with your whole body. Energetically receiving the sankalpas and feeling the energy of the words. Connecting to your breath as it grounds you to this moment. Become aware of the breath in the nostrils. Letting cool air come in and warm air go out. Notice each breath, feeling cool air coming in, warm air going out. Cool in the inhalation and warm on the exhalation. Notice your chest rising, abdomen rising in the inhalation. And as you exhale, the abdomen and chest falls. Inhale, abdomen rises and chest expands. Exhaling, ab falls, chest falls. Feel that awareness shifting from the head to the heart. Bringing awareness to your heart center. Shifting awareness to your heart. Breathing in a golden light into your heart center. Breathing in the beautiful glowing light. And gradually expanding that glowing light to all parts of your body. You will now hear a series of sankalpas, or series of positive intentions. Simply listen. Listen with all of your heart. When a sankalpa truly resonates with you, pause for that moment and become aware of your breath. And on your exhale, magnify the power of that intention by repeating the affirmation silently to yourself. Believe in your heart that the intended outcome is already truly happening in this moment. With all of your senses and your mind's eyes, believe that the intention is being manifested now. As you listen to these statements, hear the true intentions behind the words and ask yourself, what do I deeply desire? Every day I am more relaxed and present. Being calm and relaxed energizes my whole being. I feel radiant and vitalized. I feel deep peace descend all around me, peace within, peace everywhere. My aura is bright and I am magnetizing. Divine abundance flows into my life. All is well in my world, and I feel flow. I am content and filled with grace. I am happy, healthy in body, mind, and spirit. My dreams and aspirations become reality. I live today with strength in my heart and clarity in my mind. I can tap into a wellspring of inner happiness anytime I wish, and I rest in happiness when I go to sleep knowing all is well in my world. My world is peaceful, and my home is harmonious. I love and accept myself unconditionally. My body is healthy, my mind is clear, my soul is tranquil. Calmness washes over me with every breath I take. I respond peacefully in all situations. I surrender and let go. I breathe in calmness and breathe out peace. I witness miracles every day. With synchronicity and law of attraction, I invite enlightened loving souls The universe is conspiring with me to help create my perfect life. Now bringing your awareness back to your breath. Noticing the flow of your breath. Cool on the in-breath, warm on the out-breath. Notice the subtle movements in the body as you bring your awareness back to your breath and your body. Now take a deep, intentional breath, introducing movement into the stillness. Start wiggling your fingers and toes and stretch from head to toe. Rolling yourself to the side, take a few breaths in. And take a moment to reflect on the sankalpa or statements that truly spoke to your heart. Know that the sankalpa will be manifested. Now gently pressing yourself up when you are ready, arrive in a seated position. Taking a deep breath in and exhale, and on your next breath in, take an intentional, long, deep inhale. And we will now finish with the mantra, Om. Om. Namaste. Thanks again for tuning in. Check out the links in the description and please subscribe, follow, and share. And continue to be omnipresent.